96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've heard the stories before. People who quit perfectly good jobs step out on faith and start their own businesses. And many of those businesses started as hobbies or sources of a second income. If you're thinking about doing it, listen up. My guests have done it. They've done it well. And they'll tell you what you need to think about first before you do it. Stan Richards is the founder of the Richards Group Foundation. He quit a job as a Metro bus driver, struck out on his own with network marketing Five Links. And Kim Rim worked at IBM. I can't believe that. Everybody wants to work at IBM. Before starting the Training Source, helping others to find employment. Well, lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Stan, good to see you again. And Kim, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, ladies first, Kim, you worked at IBM and then you quit your job and struck out on your own. Are you kidding me? Everybody, you know, I was in college. They said, get a degree, work for Xerox, work for IBM, you know. Why? How did you do that?
That's exactly what my husband asked me when I was to leave that job. 22 years ago, when I was working at IBM, I was in about my eighth year. I would have never dreamed that I would walk away from an IBM job. It was the dream job. I had died and gone to heaven, and I was going to get my gold watch and retire. But 21 years ago, on March 15th, 1993, IBM laid off 100,000 people across the nation.
Wow.
It was the biggest downsizing in history, as we've known it, up to that point at least. And while I wasn't one of the people who lost their jobs on that snowy March day, I saw the devastation of people who did lose their jobs, and the more I saw their devastation, the more I wanted to reach out and help them. I helped them to write resumes, develop job search strategies, but most importantly, develop a sense of hope that this might actually be a good thing and my opportunity to pursue my passion. And little did I know then, I was really talking to myself because my passion was bubbling inside, and I do have a passion for helping other people. I talked to my husband. I said, the Lord's trying to tell me something. This is what I'm supposed to do. It took him a minute, but he said, I agree with you and the Lord that this is something that you can do. And we're now 21 years old and doing very well.
Wow, congratulations. I can only imagine. He says, is that the same Lord that we've been talking to? The same?
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Kids in private school. And
oh, gosh. Don't remind me. Golly, good for you. Stan, driving a Metro bus, a lot of folks don't know that Metro bus drivers make really good money.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was working at Metro, and I did that for 18 years, I was making an average of about $110,000 a year. But my deal was, Harold, was time. I was working 80 to 100 hours a week, 7 days a week to make that $110,000 a year. And 8 years ago, the light came on for me. I was 44 years old, and I said, you know what? I need a plan B. So I embarked on the direct sales industry, got started part-time, and started to build my business and build a huge network of over 75,000 people all over the country. So I was able to retire myself. That's 18 months versus 18 years, and my beautiful wife in 22 months. So today we live full-time and work part-time.
But that's the interesting thing, too, because you had a six-figure salary. Your wife had a six-figure salary,
yes.
Right? You were, the typical, middle-class African-American D.C. area family, 2 six-figure salaries. I'm quite sure that you had, just as I said to Kim, are you kidding me? You're going to quit your job at Metro? Your wife's going to quit her six-figure job, and you're going to do what? How hard was it to make that decision?
Well, you know, it's always the fear of the unknown. So we started to build our empire part-time, and over time, after about 22 months, we were able to leave. But as we began to make that transition, there was fear there, and we had to move towards the fear because we believed that we could do better building our own business, and we believe that we're living in a time now where you're going to have to create your own wealth anyway because those six-figure income jobs are not working in the millennium,
mm-hmm.
and we need multiple streams.
Kim, was there a point at which, obviously, you stepped out on faith and you just said that you and your husband, you know, had that very serious conversation about what are we going to do when we do this? Was there any fear? Was there any discomfort when you were making that decision?
It was very much a bit of discomfort, and that's why he had to be in the boat with me. At one mm-hmm. point, he said, if this is what you feel you have to do, do it. But I said, no, this is what we have to do, because if it doesn't work, you're going to have to pay for our bills until I get another job.
Mm. Now, was he was working at the time?
Oh, yes, and he still works.
Okay. So was this a business that you did together, or was this just something that you were doing and he continued to work the job and career that he had?
The second. It was something that I did, and he continued to be the breadwinner for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not have been able to do it without his support.
Yeah, I would imagine not, because, you know, this happened well before the Great Recession,
mm-hmm.
you know, for both of you. And I would imagine that making this kind of decision, even on the tail end of this, and some people would suggest that we are still in it in some way, shape, or form as they continue to look for jobs and try to figure out what they're going to do or bringing some income in. But I just can't imagine the consternation that you could possibly feel, even when, Stan, you were doing well with the network marketing. Was there a point at which you were afraid? I mean, just beyond thinking that maybe this wasn't a good idea.
Well, I never was at that point, Harold, because what I did was, what I love about the industry of network marketing, first of all, is a $167 billion industry, and we started to build part-time. And if you think about it, in today's time, you know, everything is about network, and I believe that your network is your net worth. So we started to build in part-time, and over time, we were able to build a network, a solid network. We were able to save money. So this was our plan B, and then over time, our plan B replaced our plan A.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. If you're thinking about quitting your day job and striking out on your own, my guests have done it, and they'll tell you what you need to think about before you do. Stan Richards is the founder of the Richards Group Foundation. He quit a job as a Metro bus driver, struck out on his own with network marketing, Five Links. Kim Rim worked at IBM before starting the Training Source. She's helping people to find employment. She's been doing it now for more than two decades. Let me go to the phone lines. Ozzy, calling from Lanham, you have a comment for Stan. Go right ahead.
Hey, Stan, this is Ozzy. I work at Metro. Used to work with you at Metro, and I'm at a crossroad now. I think I'm at that point now, but I need to know from you, what is a good exit strategy? Because I'm at that point now of doing what you did. You are my inspiration. You know, I bought your books and everything, but I just want you to give me a little bit of what should my exit strategy be at this point.
Well, hey, Ozzy, it's good to hear from you. You can't have an exit strategy until you come up with a plan. So the first thing I did was I came up with a plan to actually start to, you know, starting out with a plan B. You have to have something else. You have to have a passion for something else that you're going to do. And you have to do it on a very part-time basis. And then you have to map that plan out, and you got to put it on paper, and you got to work the plan and stay the course. And the plan will eventually replace that plan A.
Okay, Ozzy, thank you so much. Same question, you know, for you, Kim. Did you ever believe that this was going to happen, that you would eventually leave IBM and start a separate career? And was there a plan, or did you kind of just jump in?
Well, I never believed I would leave IBM. I really did think I would be there for the long haul. It was a great company, and I still, 20 years later, say we. At IBM, we. So I still have that love for IBM. I did not leave unhappy or displeased with anything but the belief that the Lord was telling me this is what I was supposed to do. And then faith without works is dead. So you must have a plan, as Stan said. And I create acronyms out of anything. My name is Kim. I keep it moving.
Excellent.
And creating a plan, that means purposefully looking ahead now. So if you want a vision to become reality, you have to have a plan by looking forward, not back, and saying, what is it that I have to do to make this a reality? So once I made the decision, I put a plan in place and have been moving forward ever since.
Wow, that's amazing. I need to take yet another break, but if you're on the phone, please do not hang up. Keith from Laurel, Ryan from Largo, Alice from Columbia, we will take your phone calls. You will be able to hear the program, so please stay with us. The phone lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this discussion in just a bit.
The Howard University.